Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. In 2014, Dennis McGuire of Montgomery County was executed. The process did not go as planned. Witnesses reported he struggled against his restraints and made choking noises. He died after 26 minutes, which is unusually long for that process. No executions have happened in Ohio since, and there's been a protracted legal battle over which drugs can be used in executions in the state. The latest chapter in that battle happened last week in the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. The full bench there debated a previous injunction from a lower judge that questioned the use of the drug midazolam. Here to help us unravel the legal ramifications of the case is Doug Berman, professor at the Moritz College of Law at The Ohio State University. Good afternoon, Doug.
Good afternoon, Claire.
So midazolam is one of a few drugs that's used in the new execution process. Can you help us understand the legal arguments on either side of this case?
Absolutely. Well, there's always been an understanding, and the state of Ohio and other states have tried to comply with this understanding, that if you're going to do an execution, it shouldn't be unnecessarily painful, that the effort is to ensure, to the extent possible, a painless death, that the sentence is death, not a torturous death. The problem has been the older protocols that have been used, some of the newer protocols that have been used, create the risk, if the drugs aren't administered properly or if the executed prisoner is not reacting to the drugs quite properly, that what might look like a painful death is in fact a torturous death. Some even describe the possibility of sort of burning alive interior through the drugs going through the veins of the person being executed. And milazodan is just the latest of the different kinds of sedatives that different states have been adopting or trying to use in order to ensure that the execution goes off painlessly, that there is no unnecessary pain in the process of ultimately administering a drug that will stop the heart and cause the death of the condemned inmate. The one drug that it seems as though was consistently successful is a drug called phenobarbital, so successful that a number of states adopted, including Ohio, as its preferred method for a period, that they could just use that single drug. A massive dose of phenobarbital would not only eliminate pain, but also cause the death of the patient. Unfortunately for states, a number of drug companies that produced phenobarbital stopped producing it once they realized it was being used in executions. That forced states like Ohio and others to turn to other kinds of sedatives. Midazolam is the latest being used, and there have been kind of mixed success in states, with some executions appearing not to go as smoothly as the states would hope, and that's been the basis for now lawyers for the condemned to say you shouldn't be able to move forward with an execution with that drug at the front because it can't ensure that there will be a painless execution process. The fact that the state can't get phenobarbital, even though everybody agrees it would be a better way to move forward with an execution, does that mean that it's perfectly fine then to move forward with midazolam? Or is the Supreme Court standard one that says if there's even a possibility they could get a better drug, that the state has to do that rather than turn to what everybody seems to think is the kind of the best alternative, but not good enough in the eyes of the defense?
So what's the next step?
I expect we'll get a ruling from the full Sixth Circuit within the next few weeks. Ohio, as I understand it, has an execution date scheduled for, I think it's the tail end of July, and additional ones after that. And what we can say for sure is whichever way that goes, that will then be appealed to the Supreme Court. And fundamentally, however the Sixth Circuit rules will largely be the presumptive outcome in the Supreme Court.
Are other states facing this either with the same drug or with other execution drugs?
Yes, almost every state is struggling with both moving forward with a particular execution protocol and getting the drugs that are either in their state regulations or that are the best available they can come up with under the circumstances. It seems as though midazolam may be emerging as kind of the drug of choice and the available drug of choice for a number of states, including Ohio. That's one of the reasons, though, why this case in Ohio is getting nationwide attention, because if the full Sixth Circuit says, sorry, midazolam's not good enough, that could have ripple effects in other states that are turning to it. But if the Sixth Circuit says, no, this is fine, and especially if Ohio can follow a few other recent states with completing an execution using midazolam without having any obvious difficulties with that execution, that again may contribute to midazolam becoming something of the sort of consensus drug to use during this period when other drugs aren't available.
Doug Berman, professor at the Moritz College of Law at OSU. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you for your great questions.